the way I think they're going to take a lot of this property is, I think when if you ain't on that list to get your house tore down, but the city got a website, they're going to tear down so many houses. I'm wondering why they're so anxious in a big hurry to tear houses down. You know, I figure they leave that up to the owners, you know what I mean, to tear the property down. What's the deal with tearing this property down? Now, here's the deal. This is my belief. They got me listed on that site. Okay, I done signed up to have my house tore down with the city. Or they're going to tear it down for free. But now, if you're not on that list when July 1st comes, all right, anytime after July, August, the city going to come in, and the city going to tear it down and bill you for $5,000 roughly. Now, if you can't pay the bill, we're going to take your property and put it up. That's how they're going to take some people's property. Then if asbestos is found in it, it's going to cost you $30,000. Most of the people down here don't have $30,000. They work hard to get what they got bought and paid for, you know. So, you know, that's how I think the city going to take a lot of those. I think that the mayor and Cannizzaro, I actually believe that Cannizzaro promised the mayor X amount of dollars under the table.
Who's Cannizzaro?
He's a developer. He's the one, he's the one that wants this area. You know,
to
put it to you plainly. I know he wants it. Why would a developer be on a Bring Back New Orleans commission? You know what I mean? And he got this land targeted as green space. He wants to end up with the property. To develop the property.
What is green space?
Green space is, I guess, like a park or something other like that. That's what they say they're going to, well, we'll just leave it as a green space, you know. Well, you got Alderman Park and City Park. How much more green space you need in this city? You got neutral grounds that are green, you know. That's what they're telling us. They just figure we don't know no better. Otherwise, we ain't got the sense God gave a green apple. You know, that's the way they look at us, you know. Yeah, we're supposed to believe that, you know, so. You know, we've been fighting back. When I talked with the mayor about a little over a month ago when he came to the meeting, I was going to tell him about it, just what I told you. I think Joe Cannizzaro promised you X amount of dollars under the table if you can deliver. I was going to tell him to his face, now you take it however you take it. I'm homeless because of this, you know. But when he got up and said, well, we're going to rebuild Lower Nine, he said, but we can't rebuild it all at one time. You know, some of it's going to have to stay a little green, but we're going to rebuild it all. He said, now here's the part you're not going to like. He said, well, I'd like for you to build like a second floor up, use the bottom part for parking. Then I backed off of him. I didn't say what people told me not to say. I said, well, I'm going to back off him then. He said, we're going to rebuild Lower Nine. That's all I need to hear, you know. So, you know, right now he's in the fight of his life with this other candidate for mayor.
Sorry, what's
Landry.
His name again? This guy you're talking about? What's his name?
The mayor?
The old Nagin.
Ray Nagin, yeah.
Right.
Ray C. Name.
So, did you vote for him?
No, I voted for, much as I don't like what he did, I should have voted for him because he was the only one that was for me coming back here rebuilding. The other candidates said it was too dangerous, this and that.
See, people being, said that.
Yes, see, people being bought and paid for right now. Mm-hmm. Money getting put in certain people's pockets. See, the developers, like I said, they've been wanting this land for years. They ain't just started wanting it since Katrina. They only get one shot at this now. This is all they get. One chance, one opportunity, one shot. This is it. We don't get another chance. There's no tomorrow. There ain't going to be a next time. It's this time. If we don't get it this time, we can forget about it from this day forward. So we the big push is right now. You see, when we're sleeping, they got the think tanks. They got the millions of dollars to spend, you know. They're getting all their ducks lined up in a row right now. They're getting everything together now, you see. In other words, you got David against Goliath, you see. Those are giants, you know, and us. You know, we're just a bunch of poor folks doing the best we can.